presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 20, 1022 America New York, Chinese lithium giant tests investor demand for Hong Kong IPO. One of China's top lithium producers began marketing what is expected to be Hong Kong's largest initial public offering so far this year, braving recent market volatility to test global investor appetite for shares of new energy companies.
Global economy.
June 20, 1020 America New York, ECB, EU bonds. Big bazooka needed to stop spreads blowing up. The next step in the European monetary and political experiment has to be more radical than the last.
Daily FX market news.
June 20, 1019 America New York, DAX, DJI and FTSE push higher as risk assets catch a breather. Indices gain on the session. Recession fears are still around the corner.
BBC News Business.
June 20, 1009 America New York, rail strikes have lost us £500,000 of bookings. Businesses, commuters and pupils sitting exams anticipate disruption from this week's train strikes.
BBC News Business.
June 20, 1009 America New York, rail strikes have lost us £500,000 of bookings. Businesses, commuters and pupils sitting exams anticipate disruption from this week's train strikes.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 20, 9:30 America New York, ETF that bets against Bitcoin to launch. The first exchange-traded fund to short the biggest digital currency is set to debut this week amid crypto's huge price slide.
BBC News Business. June 20, 8:50 America New York, new rules proposed for buy now pay later. The loans are used by millions, but ministers want checks on affordability and clearer advertising.
BBC News Business.
June 20, 8:50 America New York, new rules proposed for buy now pay later. The loans are used by millions, but ministers want checks on affordability and clearer advertising.
Global economy.
June 20, 8:49 America New York, the British should stop being so relaxed about the weak pound. Devaluation carries a cost, one which has potentially increased over time.
Daily FX market news.
June 20th, 8:30 America New York, Euro latest. US dollar weakness helps USD stabilize. The US dollar is drifting lower in European turnover, helping underpin USD ahead of Fed Chair Powell's testimony later this week.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 20th. 8 o'clock America New York, in today's market, poor performance still pays. While most pay packages are bolstered by restricted stock units that might never pay off, several handsomely paid executives last year helmed newly public companies that saw their stocks pop and quickly flop.
Global economy.
June 20th, 7:31 America New York, battling to define success after the WTO summit. Trade Secrets talks to Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala about the industry of negativism around the institution. Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 20, 727 America New York, Chinese lithium giant tests investor demand for Hong Kong IPO. One of China's top lithium producers began marketing what is expected to be Hong Kong's largest initial public offering so far this year, braving recent market volatility to test global investor appetite for shares of new energy companies.
Daily FX market news. June 20, 710 America New York, WTI crude update. EIA see demand growth return in 2023, oil sharply lower. WTI crude continues last week's sharp decline as risks of a U.S. recession filter through markets after the Fed's 75 bits per second hike. EIA report sees return to demand growth in 2023.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 20, 7 o'clock America New York. Labor shortage stymies construction work as $1 trillion infrastructure spending kicks in. Contractors are dangling an array of benefits, from signing bonuses to housing allowances, to attract and retain workers.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 20th. 6:31 America New York, Roosevelt Montes on rescuing Socrates. How do books change our lives? Educator and author Roosevelt Montes of Columbia University talks about his book Rescuing Socrates with EconTalk host Russ Roberts.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 20th, 559 America, New York, is there a case for higher inflation? I recently ran across a couple of tweets that look at the pros and cons of inflation. This one seems to accept the Phillips curve as a way of framing the issue.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 20th, 5:30 America, New York. Small businesses fall behind on hiring as inflation takes a toll. Companies with under 50 employees lost headcount in three of the past 4 months, data show, reflecting the struggle to keep pace on wages and benefits.
New York Times Business.
June 20th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Red flags for forced labor found in China's car battery supply chain. Ties to potentially coercive labor practices could prove a problem for an industry that is heavily dependent on China, once a new law barring Xinjiang products goes into effect. The electric battery assembly area of an auto parts factory in Hangzhou, China.
BBC News Business.
June 20th, 4:45 America, New York. Primark finally goes online in new click and collect trial. The retailer will trial click and collect at stores after long resisting selling on the internet.
BBC News Business. June 20th, 4:45 America, New York. Primark finally goes online in new click and collect trial. The retailer will trial click and collect at stores after long resisting selling on the internet.
New York Times Business.
June 20th, 3 o'clock America, New York. China's once sizzling property market has started to cool. New home prices in China have fallen, and would-be buyers are thinking twice. That's bad news for the overall economy. A crowded showroom in Dongguan, China, in 2018 with model of a residential compound by China Vanke.
New York Times Business.
June 20th, 3 o'clock America, New York. When customers say their money was stolen on Zelle, banks often refuse to pay. Federal law requires banks to reimburse customers for unauthorized electronic transfers, but they often refuse, stranding victims.
Marginal Revolution.
June 20th, 013 America, New York. Does economic literacy encourage polarization? Hume's Revenge. Previous research highlights the role that political knowledge plays in forming political positions and how financial literacy influences personal economic decisions.